Despite tensions between the two nations, there were smiles and handshakes as U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met French President Emmanuel Macron at the Élysée Palace in Paris. Yet, behind closed doors, tough negotiations were expected on the path to peace for war-torn Ukraine. European and Ukrainian officials were expected to appeal to the U.S. to help protect Ukraine after the failure so far of U.S. President Donald J. Trump to arrange a ceasefire in the three-year-old Russia-Ukraine war. The high-level diplomacy reflects Europe's and Kiev's mounting concern over the perceived U.S. administration's cozy overtures towards Moscow. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said after separate talks with French, British and German partners in Paris that they discussed what he called a fair and lasting peace in Ukraine, including a full ceasefire, as well as a multinational military contingent and security guarantees for Ukraine. Yet peace seems far away, even as Easter approaches, after Kiev said several people were killed and dozens injured in overnight Russian attacks on the Ukrainian cities of Dnipro, Odessa, Sumy, Kharkiv and Donetsk. It followed earlier Russian missile attacks that killed dozens of civilians, including children, in recent weeks. Ahead of Thursday's gathering between France and its allies in Paris, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged partners to, in his words, put pressure on the killers, referring to Russia. More than a million people are believed to have been killed and injured since Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, with many preparing for Easter celebrations in churches of this devastated land. Ukrainian President Zelensky urged to end this war and guarantee a reliable peace. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.